RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peake, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peake Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peake. So I'm going to be introducing you to a friend and a colleague who is the founder and director of the Beacon Program, which offers a groundbreaking and sustainable approach to issues that involve food and weight. I'm talking about Molly Carmel. Yay, Marley. Molly, you are amazing. And we're going to be talking about one important critical segment of what you do when people show up at your doorstep with an eating disorder, with food addiction, with weight management problems, and you help them with something called intensive mindfulness. So welcome to Her Radio, Molly. Tell us,
Thanks, Pam.
Is intensive mindfulness?
Well, I mean, so I think that this issue with food addiction, compulsive overeating, weight management, you know, you name it, issues with food and weight, you know, clearly it's getting worse, not better. And to just be looking at food and exercise just does not seem to make the equation work. And we know with all the studies on brain scanning and with all the recent research in meditation and mindfulness that, at least to me, this is a piece that is being completely overlooked. So when I'm talking about intense mindfulness, I'm talking about being able to find that sweet spot inside of your brain where you make your best decisions, where it all comes together, that wisest place inside of you, and to be able to acquire skills that make you stay in that sort of operate from that place. And not only that, because that's easy. The second one, which is the harder one, is be able to return back there faster and quicker, sort of like decorating that place inside of you.
Well, you know, a lot of women are probably listening out there in Her Radio land, and they're saying, oh, gosh, you know, I look in the mirror, I just want to put a gun in my head. You know, I can't seem to get it right. You know, my body image is so negative. All I hear is negative speak in my brain. And, you know, their brain is going a million miles an hour with all these ruminations, something I love to call a sort of a mental Cuisinart effect.
I love that.
I know. Do you love that? And
love
you know, how do you stop all that? How do you just say, whoa, wait a minute now? Because I think a lot of women, oh, I tried meditation, doesn't work. Mindfulness, oh my gosh, you know, I just can't stop the chatter in my head.
I know. Well, I mean, that you know, meditation is like the oldest prescription known to man. And the problem is because it's so old, it doesn't work as fast as us Americans think that it should. You know, and I totally know what you mean. And hello to all the women listening, because that is really tough when the voice in your head really, really won't quiet down. We call this intensive mindfulness. We call the end game of intensive mindfulness our wise mind. It's sort of like our true north inside of us. And what ends up happening, I think, to a lot of women is that they're so unfamiliar with their wise mind, what it looks like, what it feels like, that in fact what they're doing is they're operating out of their emotion brain, out of the most emotional places of their brain, and sometimes very far, far, far away from their wisest mind. And they're thinking that that's their wise mind, right? And so I think that that's the main problem, is that this voice in our head, we think that that's our great truth. We think that that's our wise mind, when really it's not. And sometimes, Pam, I wish that my ruminating voice could sound like Mickey Mouse or something. The problem, I think, is that ruminating voice sounds like my voice. And so I accidentally listen to it. The thing about meditation and intensive mindfulness, and meditation is not the only way to be mindful. Let me make that very, very clear. You know, what mindfulness really is a refocusing back to our best self. It's almost like a turn of the mind, where we want to return back to this best self self inside of us. And that really, unfortunately, and I mean, I know you say this more than I do even, like, that does take a little bit of practice.
It's hard. It's really hard, Molly, you know, women open up, you know, magazines that basically say everything about them is wrong, right? Because they believe the pictures, they're believing the external voices. And I really like the fact that when you were talking about, mindfulness, you were saying it's not just meditation. It's
no
a way of living. It's a way of living, mm-hmm. of staying in the present, paying attention. You know, I love to, and I know you do this too, bring it back to the breath. You know, mm-hmm. when suddenly you hear the chatter, you suddenly just say, wait a minute, let's get physical for a moment. Let me just be aware of my breath and then let some of that chatter sort of fall to the wayside. Isn't that kind of what you do?
It is, but I think there's even more fun ways to do it, like, because it's really about paying attention. You're right. It's very about paying attention to something almost akin, if there are moms listening on the phone, like when our kids get unruly, we give them a timeout. We're actually saying to them, I need you to be a little bit more mindful if you're going to come back into this family. One of a really fun intensive mindfulness practice we do here, my favorite song, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. And sometimes when I'm feeling out of whack and I don't want to listen to my breath, because sometimes that does feel too hard, is I will turn on that song and I will focus on the bells in that song. The whole, and that, what that does is it gives
it refocuses.
Yeah,
you're refocusing.
A little break.
Yeah.
A little R&R. You know what I mean? A little spa. My brain.
Well, I love it. A spa treatment for your brain. I love that. That's such a great way to put it. But it's so true. You have to refocus. So when you're having negative body image issues, when you're thinking really negative thoughts, when you're believing those external voices, you know, then it's really important to stop the chatter by refocusing mm-hmm. on something else. You know,
that's exactly
and I
right.
love it.
Yes.
A song is great. It could be all kinds of things. Many times I turn to, you know, just getting up and getting physical. Like, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I'll just take a walk. You know, I look at my friendly, wonderful, beloved German Shepherd and say, honey, it's time to rock.
German
and we
Shepherd.
Go outside and freeze our behinds off.
Kim, there's a lot of research that supports that if we get to like a very high level of distress, like, sometimes we get into levels of distress where like a couple of deep breaths just ain't going to cut it. And in fact, there's a lot of research that supports that changing the temperature. So putting an ice pack on the back of your neck or taking like a really hot shower or doing intensive exercise like you're talking about, like doing a, and no
exactly.
matter, you know, or doing a progressive relaxation where you tense up
basically,
your muscles,
you know what you're
you
doing? You're getting out of your mind, into your body, mm-hmm. refocusing and allowing yourself to be able to regroup, literally
totally.
Just regroup and go, whoa, where did I go here? And you go from mindlessness to mindfulness. Everyone out there, we have been talking to Molly Carmel, founder and director of the Beacon Program, which is so happens to be in New York. And you could go to thebeaconprogram.com, learn more about Molly's marvelous work. She is a behaviorist and absolutely a superb expert in all things taking better care of yourself and coaching. Thank you, Molly, for being on her radio. We so thank you for helping us understand what intensive mindfulness is really all about. Yeah, you can be mindful. That means living it and breathing it, paying attention. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Hey, make sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And if you've got questions, come on now. Email us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.